You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Monday, August 8th, 2005, and we have a special guest today. We're going to be talking to Mike Hipp of The Hipp Perspective. He writes a blog that summarizes a lot of podcasts that he listens to, and we're going to be talking with him today and find out more about him and what he thinks about podcasts. So, Mike, you want to say hi?
Hi, Archer.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I appreciate you joining me on the show today. I think
I'm happy to be here.
Great. I think a lot of my listeners and others will be interested to hear your perspective on podcasting. So, but first, let's learn a little bit about you. You're in Georgia, right?
In the inner burbs outside Atlanta. Yes.
Cool. Very good. How long have you guys lived there?
I've been here since 1997. John's been here since 1990 or something like that.
Okay, cool. And John's your partner?
Yes, John's my partner.
And how long have you guys been together?
We've been together. We've been together since I've been here for 7 years. I met him right after I got here.
Good for you. Very good. Now, I have some real quick questions. Like, what's your favorite wine, or do you have a favorite wine?
Actually, I was wanting to talk to you about that kind of stuff. I always get headaches when I drink red wine, and I wanted to ask you why that was. But my favorite wine would be a Zinfandel or something like that.
Don't say white Zinfandel.
Yes.
Really?
Now, is that bad?
That's terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But now, it's interesting you say that red wines give you a headache. Because for me, red wines, I get this really strong feeling in my throat when I drink a really heavy-bodied red wine. Mm-hmm. So I know that that's due to the tannins in the red wine. So I'm wondering if maybe you have some kind of reaction to the tannins that give you a headache.
I think I do. I mean, it's almost instant, and it's very intense, and it goes away after a few minutes. But, yeah, see, John has this allergy to tomatoes. He starts sweating anytime he eats citric acid. So I'm thinking it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, wow. But I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of someone getting a headache from red wine.
I want to learn, though. I want to be a snob. I want to be a wine snob.
Well, I'm definitely not a wine snob. But here's the question for you. Does it happen when you have any red wine, like a Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon or anything like that?
I can sip a Merlot, and it doesn't do it.
Okay.
A Merlot is the dessert wine, right?
No. Merlot is it's a really smooth, like a Cabernet Sauvignon is a really heavy, full-bodied wine that you have with a steak, a filet mignon, or something like that. Merlot is like the sippable red wine. It's smoother, the tannins are less, and it's red wine to drink now.
The one that you drink with desserts, it's really kind of sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
Port. Is that John's telling me port? Is that a word?
It is, but I don't know anything about port, so I can't comment on that. So
I'm sorry I struck out on your wine story.
That's okay. What you should try, or do you enjoy white wines?
I do.
Okay. Well, then just stick to your whites, because I'm definitely a white wine drinker. It's my boyfriend who likes all the reds.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
I like your boyfriend. He's cute, and he seems very funny.
He is. I like him, too.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Okay, so one more question, then we'll get into some podcasting stuff. Okay. What is your favorite food?
Oh, pizza.
For some reason, I knew you were going to say that.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just had this like strange thing in my head saying, I bet he's going to say pizza.
I say pizza because there's so many different things that you can do to it. You can go all white pizza, which I love, with, you know, it doesn't have any tomato sauce. It's just garlic and white cheese and tomato slices on the top.
Right.
Or you can go with fruit or vegetables, or it's so versatile.
And do you like thin crust, thick crust? What kind of crust?
I would say a hand-tossed kind of thinner crust would be the best crust, yes. I don't like all that stuffed crust stuff.
Oh, I don't either, yeah. I agree with you on the thin crust. Well, I guess our listeners now know a little bit about you. So I would like to get into some of the podcasting questions I had for you. But first, I want to tell the listeners that I first heard of Mike Hipp Well, actually, that even was, I don't even think that was the name that was used. But I started listening to Fausta Furnos of the Feast of Fools back in, I guess it was end of March, early April. And one of those shows along there, they were talking about, he and his boyfriend were talking about some guy in Georgia who sent him candles. And they were, you know, all happy that they were getting gifts from their listeners. And I was thinking, that is so cool. And then, you know, later I find the Hip Perspective, the blog, and I'm making this connection between the two. And I'm like, this got to be the same guy. And sure enough, it was, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, very good.
I run a candle business.
Oh, is it? Is that what you do for a living?
No, it's not what I do for a living. It's sort of a side business that I just started recently, and I started it for myself originally, but then people started saying, you know, I want some of these. I would pay you for these, so it just sort of grew, yeah.
What kind of candles are they?
They're, I'm glad you asked, Archer. They're made out of soybean oil, so they don't have any problems with the soot that comes from petroleum-based candles, and they're premium scents. It's aimed toward the upper end of the market. The candle retails for about $17 for 8 ounces, if that gives you an idea.
Yeah, that does. Now, let me ask you this. I just thought of this. I had a little dinner party on Saturday night, and one of the guests came, and I had you know, basic scented candles burning, and he walks in and goes, oh, I'm allergic to scented candles, so I had to blow them all out. Are these, can people be allergic to these?
I assume they can. Yeah, anybody can be allergic to any scent. It's the scent oil that people are allergic to. It's not necessarily the wax. And that's just goes, you know, if somebody thinks they're allergic, then they are always, you know how people can be.
Yes. Well, that's exactly what I thought when this guy said, "Oh, I'm allergic to scented candles." So I'm like, "Okay, whatever."
But I'd like to send you some. I've sent all my other podcasters. It's just happened that you came on, you know, later than some of the others that I listen to.
Yeah.
But why don't you go to the website, www.soycandlebyphoebes.com.
Okay.
And maybe you can put a link on your
Absolutely.
Your site.
Absolutely. Okay. You'll probably have to email me that link, though. So
right. Nobody can spell Phoebes. It comes from Phoebe from Friends.
Oh, okay. Still email it to me.
Okay.
Okay, now here's my podcasting questions for you. When did you start listening to podcasts?
I started listening to podcasts probably in December. I got my partner, a Dell DJ, not an iPod.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. Fausto hates me for having a DJ.
I know.
But I got him a DJ in September for his birthday, and he quickly found podcasting because he likes talk radio.
Oh.
And so then he bought me one for Christmas, which was actually like in November for us because we always do that stuff early.
Oh.
And he introduced me to Madge Weinstein, of course, the mother of all queer casts.
Yes, we bow down to her.
And then from there it went to Fausto, and then Wanda, and then you, and Fox, and, you know, the host smear.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's a lot of them out there now. But now, what kind of podcast do you enjoy? Do you like just the queer casters, or do you listen to lots of different ones?
I originally listened to the libertarian one, Free Talk Live, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
But that guy he was too fanatic for me. And I listen to mostly Queercast now because of Hip Perspective.
Right.
If I were listening to him for myself, I might include a few more like techie things and things like that. But it's just, there's so many to listen to. I feel an obligation, you know.
Yeah, now, getting on to that subject, how did you come about creating Hip Perspective? Like, when did that start, and what was the impetus to get that started?
Well, Madge Weinstein, again, here she is, sent me a membership invitation to Yahoo 360. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
And she sent me the invitation and had a blog on it. So I'd always wanted to do a blog. But I really didn't think that I had anything to say every day for people that would, you know, people would want to read. So I said, okay, what do I do every day that I could write about? Well, of course, I was listening to 6 hours worth of podcasts every day. So
only six.
So that's how it came about. I started that on Yahoo's 360, and then that is so clunky, I decided to move it to Blogspot.
I was going to say, I don't think I ever saw it when it was on Yahoo 360. I think I picked it up when it was on Blogspot.
Nobody pays attention to Yahoo 360.
Well, that should tell you something.
So, but yeah.
Go ahead.
I really was just going to bullshit until you started talking.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, or just going to ask, how did you come up with the name Hip Perspective? Because if you think about it, well, because I read you every day, and I'm thinking...
Aw, that's sweet.
Well, actually, well, of course, because I want to hear what you wrote about me.
Do you read only yours, or do you read other people's, too?
Well, if I didn't listen to that show, I will read what you said. Because I don't listen to all the same shows that you write about. So, But I was curious, why do you call it Hip Perspective when really... Isn't it mostly like a summary of the podcast?
You could say, I suppose, that, but the website and Podcast Soup, which is really the summary, is called Podcast Soup, not Hip Perspective.
Oh, okay.
Hip Perspective is really my journal, my blog, but I'll tell you that story. It's very interesting.
Okay.
I've always said that on my tombstone, although I want to be cremated, on my tombstone I would like to have the words perspective is everything, because I really believe that. Perspective is everything. People have different perspectives on every issue, and things can look radically different from one perspective to the other. So perspective has always been my catchword, and Hip is my last name. So I just sort of smashed them together, took out one T, and it became Hip Perspective.
I like it. Believe me, I do like
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And I like that. Perspective is everything. I have to remember that.
It really is. And then the Podcast Soup, which nobody seems to get on, even though it's up there every day. Podcast Soup comes from that. You remember that talk soup thing that was
on E with Hal Sparks and
exactly.
What was that other guy's name? The first guy who did it.
The black haired guy.
No, Greg Kinnear.
Oh yeah.
Let me turn this off. Oops, go ahead.
But that's just a ripoff from them.
Yeah.
Talk Soup, Podcast Soup.
Exactly, and that was the. Same idea, I guess. So,
And from time to time, like yesterday, I put in a story called Hip Perspective, that doesn't have anything to do with Podcast Soup. It's just my blog entry.
See, I'm gonna have to read the Podcast Soup more often then, because I'm strictly the Hip Perspective Blogspot thing.
No, you misunderstand. Podcast Soup is part of Hip Perspective. I mean, when you go to the Hip Perspective, you read Podcast Soup almost every day.
Oh.
It's not very often that I do a blog entry. And when I do a blog entry, it'll be called, the entry itself is called Hip Perspective.
Okay. I gotcha.
Understood?
Gotcha. Very good. Now, here's a question for you. How do you decide which podcast you're going to include?
It mostly comes down to, I have a base, of course. I have... Feast of Fools and Lucky Bitch and You and Poos Radio that I try to get every day,
mm-hmm.
and because they're mainly the ones that broadcast every day. But a lot of it, you know, a lot of people will post it in the evening or in the afternoon, and it's sometimes hard to catch. So I have a base, but then when I feel like I don't have enough, I'll go to like Q-Potter,
right,
and just pick out a new queer cast from there. And then I also try and cover, when I can, Keith and the Girl. I like Keith and the Girl.
You know what? I've never listened to them.
They're really something.
Are they?
Keith is sort of the Bronx kind of bravado kind of thing, and Kimda, his girlfriend, is a Jewish clown,
uh-huh.
and it's really funny.
Yeah, I think I should probably check it out.
Well, they're homophobic.
Oh, maybe that's why I don't listen to them. I don't like those homophobes.
They're not. He makes fun of everybody equally, I guess you would say that.
Oh, well, okay.
No
well,
matter
that's,
who you
that's
are.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Well, now, do you ever hear from the new queer casters who, like, maybe beg to be reviewed?
Oh, I wish.
Included?
No, I wish that would happen. That would make me feel so powerful. No,
seriously?
Actually, I've never had anybody ask to be covered. What I'll usually do if I cover somebody for the first time, I'll send them an email, and of course they're all, you know, oh, that's, you know, sweet, all that from then on. But no, I've never had anybody ask to be covered.
Wow, because I was, like, totally honored when I showed up on your page. I was like, oh, my God, I'm included.
I can't remember how I think that it must have been maybe Jimmy McBean or Lucky Bitch Radio that I got your name from.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember which one it was.
I think they all have links, you know, on their pages to me. So,
but, yeah, you were the talk when you came out the same day as Poos, I believe, right?
Yep, we started the exact same day, I believe.
And you were the talk for a while there on one of the websites. I can't remember which one it was. But, yeah, I've been happy with you ever since because there's nobody that has your stick yet. I mean, you're just sort of normal sitting around talking about politics or, you know, what you feel about what's going on. And Big Brother, I love Big Brother.
Right. Well, as I've said before, I actually consider my show to be quite boring. But there's roughly 150 people who are downloading it every day, so someone's listening to it.
Well, there's people like to hear that perspective, I think. You know, Fausto has the man about the street kind of journalistic kind of style, and Lucky Bitch is the, you know, queen of serene.
Yeah.
Right? And you have a style that nobody does, and people appreciate that, I think.
Yeah, I do get some emails from people saying that they like the plain, boring, you know, everyday kind of stuff.
You're not boring.
Wow. Anyway. So how many podcasts do you listen to every day? Do you actually listen to the same amount every day?
The most I've ever no, I don't. Most I've ever listened to, because I listen to them at work.
Right.
So it depends on how busy it is at work and things. And half the time, I'll bring it home every day, the DJ home every day at lunch to catch the ones that post late, like you.
Yeah.
And I'll leave my DJ here instead of taking it back, so it depends. Anywhere between 3 and 9.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I think I listen to, I think I have 10 or 12 lined up on my iTunes.
Do
but
you?
Not every, like, as you said, not everybody posts every day. But I know I listen to at least 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah, I generally listen about 6 to 7 hours a day. And I like ones like yours a lot because they allow you to listen to more than, you know, than you would get to if you listen to you know, hour-long shows every day.
Oh, yeah. I think Adam Curry said it was 40 minutes is about the limit people will listen to it. And for me, it's more like 30 minutes.
Really? Yeah. No, I'll listen to the whole thing just because of...
Oh, I'll listen to the whole thing, but I think the best length is like 30 minutes.
Oh, understood.
Yeah. So now, what do you think makes a good podcast? Because you've listened to so many.
I think that you have to have your own personality, and I think that needs to show through in your voice.
Yeah.
I think that you need to try and be original. Like when Fox came on the scene.
Yes.
He was so original. I mean, from the
and
first
so,
show.
So different from when anything else that was out there.
Exactly. Exactly. And you have to have, it's a niche thing, I think. You have to find a niche and that's not been fulfilled and put it out there. But I think you have to be original is the main thing. And be entertaining. What can I say?
I agree with that.
And who knows what that means, entertaining, you know, because it's different.
True. I was going to say it's different for every person. So that's why it seems like there's a podcast out there for everybody.
And you have to suck up to me from now on. Since
I'm going to try. I am going to plug your candles like you wouldn't believe.
Actually, Poos made a good suggestion. I've been donating to podcasts, you know, since I started listening to them, but he said I should turn the donations into advertising money. I'll give you this if you'll put my candle website or Hip Perspective up. I'll give you some money.
Oh no! See, that's one thing I don't need. I don't need. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm rich or anything, but I don't need any money.
Yeah, the different one. Everybody's different about that. Yeah.
And I don't want to ask for donations. I mean, I know everybody's in a different situation, but I'm just more than happy to put the link on my webpage. I mean, that's like nothing.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's, you know, as I say, no sweat off my sack. So,
how do you, what about the bandwidth and all that stuff now that you've got on iTunes and you've got the hundreds of listeners?
Well, thanks to Poos and John Ong, they introduced me to Libsyn. And since I've gotten Libsyn going, I haven't had a problem with the bandwidth at all.
But you don't have to pay for it at all?
Well, no, I pay $20 a month for 525 megabytes.
But that's not bad.
No, and what I was paying before for my old provider, I'm just transferring that over. You know, it's not like I'm paying anything more.
And you don't have to buy a lot of equipment and things like that?
No, I had an initial investment of probably $150 maybe. That's maybe pushing it. And I've been using the same stuff since. I've got these two Radio Shack microphones, a Radio Shack mixer, and I use my iMac, and that's
it. Your quality is very good, and that's very important for all these new podcasters.
I agree.
Make sure the sound quality is good.
I agree with that. As you heard on Friday's show, I use the iRiver from time to time, and I just don't get the same quality.
Yeah, and the not that it was your fault, but the concert podcast was hard to listen to.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. Yeah.
Although I love, you know, who was it? Rufus?
Rufus, yeah.
I'm a big Rufus fan.
Well, I found him on iTunes. I've downloaded a couple of his songs, and I'm loving him too. So
good.
Very much so. Well, do you have any questions for me?
I want to save those for our dual introduction of our, you know, I interviewed you through the email.
Right.
And that's going up tomorrow.
Right. And I'm going to put this show up tomorrow, which will be Tuesday.
Right, Tuesday. So all the questions I wanted to ask you, I asked there, and I want to save that for the fans.
Cool. Very good. Well, I guess we should call it like a, not like a simulcast, but like a simulpost.
Exactly. There you go. Simulpost.
There you go. Okay.
There you go.
Well, I think that's all I have for you. I can't think of anything else to ask you.
Okay. Well,
I could ask other questions, but maybe offline.
Well, say hello to your cute boyfriend for us.
I sure will.
And we enjoyed the video, the art piece.
Oh, you like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
the subject
you.
Matter. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you do a very good job with your pictures, too. I've seen those before. Very artistic.
That's another one of my hobbies is the photography. So, speaking of that, you need to send me a picture so that I can post it on the website.
Oh, go to Flickr and download one. Are you on Flickr yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Flickr under Argot Radio.
Are we connected? I don't know. But anyway, I'll send you one from Flickr. Don't worry about it.
Okay, cool.
Do you want a headshot or what do you want?
Well, actually, I'd like a headshot that I can turn into a piece of artwork to attach to this MP3 so that when people download it, they'll see your picture and it'll say, like, Archer or Hip Perspective on Archer Radio or something like that.
Okay. So. I'll send it as soon as we hang up.
Cool. Well, listen, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you having me on your show. And I appreciate you doing the interview with me.
Absolutely. As I said before, I was very honored. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, make sure that you go to the Candle website and pick out a couple of scents, and I'll send them to you.
Oh, cool. I will do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Archer. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was our interview with Mike Hip of the Hip Perspective, who also writes the daily podcast Soup. And I really enjoyed that conversation. I hope you did too. And thank you so much for being on the show, Mike. I appreciate it. And thank you in advance for those candles you're going to send me. And I encourage all of my listeners to go to the website, click on the link to Soy Candles by Phoebes, which is kind of a cute name, Phoebe from the Friends. I like that. And check out his candles and give him some business. I'm sure they're going to be great. I can't wait to get them. So, again, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Now, coming up on tomorrow's show, if all goes well, I'm going to have a conversation with a listener in British Columbia, Canada. This was kind of a surprise phone call. We just Skyped and just chatted about different things and get to know him, and I talked a bit. So look forward to that interview tomorrow. And obviously, I'm recording this Monday night, but posting it Tuesday as usual. And I just want to say that I was saddened in the news to hear about Peter Jennings. I watched World News Tonight probably every day since like 1985 for like 20 years, and I I always like to watch the news. I know people know not to call me during the news because they know I like to watch the news, and Peter Jennings is the one I've always watched. So I'm going to miss Peter Jennings. I'm really sad to hear that he died. So that's just a bit of my own personal note there. And hopefully, because I watched the footage of the... I watched the news that I taped at 4 o'clock in the morning and found out that the space shuttle was not coming home today, so, which is Monday. But you're listening to this on Tuesday. Duh! But maybe by this time the space shuttle will have landed. So that's all for today, boys and girls. And again, go to the links on the webpage for the Hip Perspective and Podcast Soup, and for Mike Hip Soy Candles by Phoebes. Until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.